Hello, 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 and welcome to Burnoutology, the long-awaited return of my weekly podcast. I am Kelly Swingler. I'm the Burnoutologist. Thank you very, very much for joining me. Before we get into kind of the official launch of Burnoutology next week, I want to dedicate this week's episode, the kind of the first one back. I'll give you a little bit of background as we go, but I want to dedicate this episode to Sarah, who has been very, very patiently waiting for whatever this next podcast is going to be. And I suppose today also starts with a little bit of an apology that it has taken me this long to get to this point, that it's taken me this long to bring you Burnoutology, when I said it wouldn't take me that long when I had finished Frazzled. So today I want to give a little bit of background. I want to talk about we'll kind of go backwards a bit, right? We'll talk about why I stopped Frazzled, why I wanted to start Burnoutology, the podcast, and all of the stuff that has meant that it's just taken as long as it has. So that's what I'm going to talk to you about today. But we are going to be back from today. We are going to be back every single Tuesday as normal at 7 a.m. You're going to be able to find the episodes, hopefully, on all of your favorite podcast platforms and also on my website, kellyswingler.com. So let's just dig into all of the ups and downs and issues that have meant this right here, right now, has been so delayed. So, for those of you that have been here with me for a while, and Sarah, I know you are one of them. Sarah has been, I've had messages, I've had a couple of messages like, when's it coming? I'm missing you. Like, I'm missing your thoughts in my ear every Tuesday. Here's why it's taken me so long. I launched Burnoutology as a way to unpick more. Burnoutology for me is like the next stage of my work and where I want to be able to go in burnout awareness and burnout education and talking about all of the amazing stuff that I'm doing, right? I want more kind of truths about what burnout is and isn't. I'm seeing so much BS out there at the moment about what burnout is, and lots of experts providing their hints and tips and talking about what we need to be doing. They're not describing burnout. And I'm seeing more and more people talk about how bored they are of seeing burnout appear in their fields, which in their feeds rather, right? Which I get. But a lot of the stuff I think that is boring people are mistruths and misinformation, and we're miscommunicating what burnout is. And I wanted to find a way to, I suppose, dispel some of these myths, right? Talk about some of these truths. And because I'm doing so much of that more in my work, I wanted a podcast that would represent all of that stuff. And yet, in order to get to today and the point where I'm at today in being able to go live with this episode, there has been so much crap getting in the way of all of that. So this is where I want to backtrack a little bit. My previous podcast, Frazzled, I launched to get me out of the mode of perfectionism, right? I wanted to get away from wanting things to be perfect. I've done podcasts before. I've done a number of different podcasts before, and I've done them in lots of different guises. And some of them, I've had guests, I've done interviews, I've had all sorts of great stuff going on. And when I first thought about Frazzled, I wanted it to be perfect, right? I wanted all of the perfection and all of the editing and all of this stuff that we're told that good podcasts look like, right? And what was stopping me from wanting to launch Frazzled was thinking that it needed to be perfect, that it needed perfect backgrounds and perfect sets and perfect sound, that it would need editing, that it would need a jingle, that it would need the best equipment, that it would be that need the best lighting, that it would need to be all of this like perfect quality in order to get it out in the world. And I just kept putting it off. I didn't have the time. I didn't want to be relying on editors. I didn't want it to be polished. And so I got out of my own way and just thought, actually, what could it be? What could it be? What could it sound like? What could it look like if I just went uncut, unscripted, unedited, and allowed for all of the ums and the ers and the pauses and the mistakes and the bits where I completely lose my train of thought. Maybe if I just let it go with maybe people knocking on the door or the dog barking in the background or any of that stuff. And I gave myself permission to allow Frazzled to be uncut, unedited, unscripted, completely imperfect, just me. Just me showing up, talking about the stuff that was on my mind, talking about the stuff that we needed to kind of talk about, maybe how bad my week's been, maybe some client stories, but just talking about all of this stuff. I also realized, though, the more that I kept doing that, Frazzled, we had going for like 2 seasons. And people kept saying to, you need to be recording it, do it as a YouTube series as well as a podcast. You'll get more views, you'll get more traction. You can multi-purpose the content, you can use all of it for this stuff. And I started to do that and it just began to feel too complicated. So I thought, I'm not doing it. So I literally just went back. So most of Frazzled, the 2 seasons that I did of Frazzled, most of that is just me talking into the notes app on my phone. Sound quality in some of the episodes, absolutely awful. The long pauses in some of the episodes, awful. Right, sound quality, all of that. And yet, so many of you kept saying, like, I love it. I love the way in which you just do it. But I wanted to move away from frazzled. I wanted to move away from feeling frazzled. I wanted to do something that was more geared towards and more aimed at the direction that was taking my work in, which is all of this about like dispelling the myths, right? Calling BS on some of the crap and some of the untruths that are out there about burnout. And these so-called experts with their time management tips that are telling all of us what it is that we need to be doing to preventing burnout. And they're not talking about burnout. They're talking about being unorganized, disorganized. They're talking about time management. They're talking about being a bit exhausted. They're not talking about burnout. So my work and everything has been moving much more towards all of the burnoutology stuff, the stuff that I do in the Burnout Academy, the lives that I do, really, really calling out some of this stuff. But I thought this was then a perfect opportunity, not just to rename the podcast, but to do something else with it. And this is where I thought I'm gonna go for it, right? And since the brand, I haven't had a look before I came live on here today. But since I recorded the last episode of Frazzled, I have been planning all these are all the podcast episodes that we could be talking about. I have hired a podcast studio twice. I have had issues with lighting. I've had issues with sound quality. I've had issues with cameras. I then found a brilliant editor. I thought, right, let's do it. So I could have, all these kind of funky different camera angles. And I thought, let's do it from that, right? Let's make this look really, really professional. Can still be unscripted. And I can still be, uncut in terms of what I'm saying. But actually, let's do some edit. Like, let's make this look really professional. Let's have all of the different camera angles. Let's have the professional looking podcast studio and the professional equipment and all this. And I've had issue after issue after issue. But then I thought, right, I'm going to go for it even more. So I booked out the studio for even longer, and I invested in some of the equipment and I did everything that I needed to do. And I turn up to do this recording. And I haven't even been able to download the equipment, right? So it's basically like bring your SD card. So I bought the SD cards, took everything else with me. I've not even been able to download the footage. I've been let down by 2 different editors, not even been able to download the footage. So the hours that I spent and the money that I've spent. So I've spent over £600 in hiring a studio to be let down by two different editors. I've got a load of footage that I can't access, a load of stuff that I can't do anything with. And I kept promising the podcast is coming at this point, and the podcast is coming at this point, and just kept delaying it, had to keep moving it, had to keep moving it. And this time, like, I've said that I'm going to do it 1st of July. So I've had lots of questions going on in my head, right? What about if I just don't do the podcast? If it's this much effort, why don't I just not do it? And yet, every single day, I've been like, just record the podcast, right? Just record the podcast because I want to do it. I enjoy doing these brain dumps. I enjoy having these conversations with you. I enjoy talking about all of this stuff. But I've kept putting it off and putting it off and putting it off because I just kept thinking it needs to be more polished, right? If we're going for a new one, let's do it more polished. And I'm sat here today, just going for it. And again, like, lighting's not great, sound quality probably not great, video quality for those of you that do it, because I am going to be showing this, or so you'll be able to watch it on YouTube every week, as well as listen to it in your, listen to me in your ear whilst you're kind of out the house, do what you need to do. So I do want to do it from a video perspective, and I do want to do it from a sound effects perspective. And even as I'm doing this now, right, I'm recording on my phone whilst I've got my computer set up, and even now there's beeping, and I thought I'd silenced everything, and that's because I can see that my other half is ringing me. He's obviously ringing to see how I'm feeling. And so, whatever that noise is and whatever the distractions are, all of this I've tried to stop. And yet, I've realised I've kind of lost the whole purpose of me wanting to do the podcast in the first. So, yes, I can talk about different stuff. And yes, I've kind of outgrown Frazzled and grown into more of the burnoutology. But actually, if I've lost the essence of this, doesn't need to be perfect. Just need to show up, and I need to show up as me and show up for you. And this is how we're going to create the change. I've caused myself months and months of headaches. I've lost tons of money. I've wasted tons of hours. I've been let down by loads of people. And all I needed to do was rock up and record and say, hi, this is Burnoutology. This is what we're going to do. My name is Kelly Swingler, and this is the uncut, unedited, unscripted podcast. That's what I need to be doing. And in thinking, let's take it up a level, in thinking, let's do it differently, in thinking, let's be a little bit more clever, in thinking, let's make it look a little bit more polished, I've lost the essence of it, haven't I? So we are back, and the first official episode is going to be back next week. But as I said, this is my apology to you, Sarah, for keeping you waiting for as long as I have kept you waiting to bring this to you. Because in the way that this is now, I could have done this weeks ago. I could have just carried on continually, right? We're no longer doing Frazzled. We're going to call it Burnoutology. Off we go. But actually, what has happened since the last time that I saw you? Lots. I have relaunched the website. There is a brand new website that is more me, more of my energy, more of my wording, more of my pictures, more of everything, right? If you haven't seen it already, go take a look at kellyswinkler.com. I think it's an amazing, amazing, amazing new website. So we've got a brand new website. There are some additional new things that we're doing in the Burnout Academy. So in addition to the Burnout Aware Coach, the Train the Trainer, and the Master Burnout Coach accreditation, there is also Burnout 101. So there is a one-day burnout awareness, and there are a couple of different masterclasses. So Think You Know Burnout is the first masterclass, 90-minute masterclass. And there is also one then about what we can be doing to help people return back into the workplace more effectively if they have been off with burnout-related absence. So they're the two masterclasses. We've got some new free resources. There are resources, 7 signs that you could be coaching somebody that's at burnout and not even know it. So there are some new free resources that are there. So we've got new look website, we've got new look resources, we've got some additional stuff that's going on within the Burnout Academy. Personally, I am still waiting for my operation. Those of you again that have been here for a while will know that I have been experiencing some severe health issues as a result of this flare-up since last October. It has been confirmed it's adenomyosis in addition to some of the ongoing stuff that I've still been dealing with endometriosis. We've got that. There is a full-on hysterectomy that will be coming over the course of the next few weeks. I have really, really slowed a lot down to really just focus on the Burnout Academy stuff. Delivered an amazing 5-day train the trainer program. I absolutely loved it. The group were all amazing. Everything was just amazing. I have made some little changes at home. This, for those again, for those of you that have been here for a really, 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 really long time and will have seen some of my old videos from like 2020, this was my old office. This is now the kind of home office, but we've gone nice and orange. I'm going to use this little corner, I think, for my podcasting. Still got my office at the other end, but I kind of redid this for a bit of the house and then kind of took over this bookshelf here just to brand it up a little bit. But just I've been just I suppose just embracing some of the stuff around the house, which I've gone really kind of in your face with some of the household decorating, which I'm really enjoying. If the leak was still here, that was had come through my utility. I've still got a hole in my utility ceiling, but that's all being repaired. That's hopefully being repaired over the next few weeks. I have been interviewed for a TV program, well, a snippet of a TV program talking about some of the health issues that I've been experiencing. The very wonderful Vicky Patterson, like the Vicky Patterson, came to the house. We had a little bit of a chat. Love the conversation with her. I'll be able to talk more about that when we have a broadcast date. But yeah, work quite I've been chilling. I've been doing lots more kind of work on myself. I've been focusing on healing. I've been focusing on trying to get rid of some of this pain. I've been going really, really into the business. Like, what do we need to do to be raising more awareness, to be creating more change? I've been investing in coaches and training to really help me drive the business forwards, but not with like having to do loads and loads and loads and loads of extra work. Actually, how can I really work as little as possible whilst having the biggest impact? That's been my question. And obviously, I've been wasting lots and lots and lots and lots of money on podcast studios and podcasting equipment when I could have just come into my little orange corner and showed up as me and gone, hey, here we are. So we're back. Burnoutology is going to be the new weekly podcast back every single Tuesday morning, 7 a.m. We're going to be talking about all things burnout, the real side of burnout. Not just here's the World Health Organization definition and here are the 12 stages, but the real side of burnout, the emotional side of it, the physical side of it, the crap that really nobody else is talking about. The stuff that even though when you see people all over your feeds that like just experienced burnout, here's my five tips that you went through. The stuff that they're not talking about, because they don't want you to see the dark side. They would say, well, I've been through burnout, here's my tips to help you. Or talk about the what actually does happen when we're not fully healed, and yet we then think that we can just start healing everybody else and showing us. Now, our stories matter. And I am still, collating stories for Burnout Ends Here. I want stories really, really matter. Lived experience matters. I don't want to take away from any of that. But we also need to understand that lived experience does not make us experts, right? Experience does not equal expertise. And we want to be talking about more of that. So I've got a list of topics. What I have done for this, certainly for this season, this series, I've got a list of topics that I want to talk to you about, but I'm still going to show up unscripted, unedited. We're going to do it unscripted, unedited, uncut. We're going to turn up, right? We're going to talk about this stuff openly and honestly. If you have questions that you want me to answer, let me know. If you have got feedback about stuff, let me know. If you're glad that it's back, let me know. If you are watching on YouTube and you think, yes, this is the kind of conversation that we need more of, let me know. Hit subscribe. But we are back. Burnoutology, I was going to say new and improved. It's the next phase from Frazzled. Here every single Tuesday. My name is Kelly Swingler. I am the Burnoutologist. I will be explaining more in next week's episode about why this stuff matters so much to me. If you are watching on YouTube and you don't want to miss out, hit subscribe. You'll get a new episode every single Tuesday. If you are listening and you want more of this, if you want it directly into your inbox every single Tuesday, again, hit subscribe, right? Click the link, get it sent directly to you every single week. If we're not already connected on LinkedIn, please do head to LinkedIn, search for me, Kelly Swingler. You'll see all the stuff about burnout. You won't miss me. I think I'm still actually the only Kelly Swingler on LinkedIn. So do head to LinkedIn. Let's connect over there. And if you want more burnout insights, if you want the stuff that I'm not sharing on LinkedIn, if you want the burnout news, if you want the headlines, if you want to be the first to hear about any of my news and events, if you want discounts for any of the training or any of the events, you want some of those little secret added extras, then you need to be on my mailing list. You need to sign up for the burnout bulletin. So again, head to kellyswingler.com, sign up for the burnout bulletin. You'll get emails from me every single Thursday with everything that you need to be knowing know about burnout and what's upcoming. All of the blogs, the podcast episodes, the events, the news, opinions about stuff, wins, burnout news from around the world, all of that is exclusively in the burnout bulletin that is every Thursday. But for now, again, I'm going to say, Sarah, sorry, like really, really sorry that it's taken me this long to get back to you, but we're back. We're here. Burnoutology is live. We are ready to go. And I will be back with you all next Tuesday at 7 a.m. Go and have an amazing week. Thank you for being here. Let's see what amazing stuff we can do. Burnout ends with awareness. And just the fact that you are here means that you are becoming more burnout aware. So thank you very much for being part of this. Thank you for joining me. I will see you next Tuesday at 7 a.m. Go and have an amazing week. Take care for now. Bye-bye.